With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello everybody and welcome to this month's EvoStick East West show. I'm your host Ben, and coming up on this month's show we're going to be catching up with some of the managers involved in the playoff and title races in both Division East and Division West. Later we're going to be talking about the title race in Division West as we're going to be catching up with the management at Atherton Coles and Radcliffe. But before that, it's to Division East. Shortly, we're going to be talking about the playoffs as we're going to be hearing from the management at Ossett Albion and Pontefract Coles. But before that, we really should be talking about Morpeth Town. This could be a very big weekend for Morpeth coming up. If Pontefract Coles lose to Brighouse Town and Morpeth beat Stamford, Morpeth Town, by my maths anyway, will be confirmed as champions. Please do check your maths before running off to the internet to celebrate that fact if you're a Morpeth Town fan, or to complain if you're a Pontefract fan. But it is that close at the moment anyway. It's a 13-point gap heading into this weekend's matches, and it has really been quite a season for the North East club. And on Wednesday, I caught up with a man who knows a lot about Morpeth Town, the North East Non-League Football Show's very own Mark Carruthers, for his take on just how well Morpeth have played this season. Morpeth Town have been absolutely sensational this season. I mean, have you been surprised with how they've taken to the league?
No, if I'm honest, because, you know, they've got a lot of players that have played at this level and higher. And you look at people like Liam Henderson, who's been absolutely outstanding up front. You've got the two Carsons, who've been, you know, brilliant in midfield and at the back. You've got Ben Sayre, who's played for the likes of Blyth Spartan, Spennymoor Town. They've just done so well. Dan Lawson, the goalkeeper, was a great signing in the summer. Came from Spennymoor. So the added quality, they've got quality to the existing quality they already had. Did I think they would do it as comfortably as they had? No. I thought they would have a bit more of a battle on their hands. But what they've done well, and particularly recently, they've gone to places like the great result they got at Brighouse. They got a great result at Ossett. They've really grounded out in tough away games against teams that are up there with them. And that's kind of taken them clear. That's been the difference. Mickey Gray's added to his management team really well as well. He's brought in John McDonald, who is an outstanding coach, Craig Lynch, who is, you know, knows the game inside out. So they're kind of the whole package, and it is looking as if they will win the league in the next sort of 7 to 10 days.
And it's been a bit of an experiment, this, hasn't it? Because obviously the Northern League has been not an island, isn't the right phrase, but it's been reluctant for its promotees to join the rest of the non-league pyramid. Yeah. And Morpeth have had to make that jump, and they've done it really, really well, haven't they? Considering the travelling and that kind of thing, from the Tuesday night match against Mansfield, which, you know, I think is probably their furthest away they have to do in this season, they've spearheaded for the future for other North East clubs to be able to make that leap.
The whole thing with the Northern League and the kind of reluctance to take promotion, I say it from both sides. I try and sort of, how to put it, straddle both sides of the fence, which sounds really uncomfortable. But the travelling for Morpeth has been horrendous at times of season. I mean, when you look, when they go to, you know, the beat of places like Stamford, Wisbeach, you know, it's a long journey for them when they're in the north of Northumberland near enough. And they've coped with that brilliantly. Their away record is phenomenal, apart from what happened in midweek. But there are going to be more teams coming up that will add to this league. Obviously, you know, Dunstan won the Northern League in midweek. They'll be coming up next season. They'll be a force to reckon with. I'm sure we'll talk about them in a second.
Yeah,
it is a strong league. It's, you know, without doubt. But the teams from that league will always come up and do well. It'll be tough for teams to come to the North East and play. Morpeth have been a great example. And we shouldn't forget Mask as well. You know, Mask have done so well. They're probably just about out of the playoff race now. But I think they've been fantastic this season, coping with the first ever season at this level. They haven't got a lot of players that have played at this level before either. There's only sort of Craig Gott, I think, along with a couple of others. So Mask have done really well as well. They can be proud of their efforts, and they've given themselves a foundation for next season.
I mean, let's remember where Manchester United are at the moment. They're ahead of Stamford, they're ahead of Frickley, they're ahead of Lincoln, they're ahead of Stocksbridge, and all of them in recent seasons have been promotion and playoff contenders. It's not been that bad a season at all for Manchester United. But just before you go, Matt, just a quick mention then for Dunstan. What can we expect from Dunstan in the Northern Premier League next season?
Well, what I'll say first is whenever anyone talks about Dunstan UTS, it's always about the off-field stuff. So they've got one of the most hard-working committees that I've ever seen in any football club. They're all, I hope they don't mind me saying this if anyone listens, but they're all quite elderly gentlemen. But they put in the hours at that club to make it what it is. And you've got to pay tribute to the fact that this season, they've had a phenomenal season. There wasn't many people tipping them to win the Northern League. There wasn't many people tipping them to get to the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. It's been an outstanding season for them. And I think, they'll be a real credit to the North East in this division next season. I think they'll probably add to their squad in the summer. They have a good squad full of players that have learned a trade in the Northern League. Again, there are very few that have played higher. But they'll relish this challenge. And I spoke to Chris Swales, who does know about the higher levels of non-league. And he's excited by the challenge. You know, there's none of the resistance against promotion. They are willing to take it on and face the challenges that are ahead of them. They are, I think, enthused a bit by it. And it's going to be a great challenge for them. On the pitch, they are a hard-working side. They play a good brand of football. It's fast-paced. And I think people might be surprised by them next season. I don't think, and I hope they forgive me for this, I don't think they'll match what Morpeth have done. But they'll certainly be a force to be reckoned with.
Matt Carruthers there speaking to me on Wednesday about Dunstan UTS as well as Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town, just a reminder, not too far off now winning the league. You can find out more, by the way, about the North East Non-League Football Show by following them on Twitter. That's at NE Non-League Show. Now, shortly we're going to be talking about the title race in Division West, as we'll be hearing from Atherton Coles and from Radcliffe FC. But before that, let's talk about the team currently sitting in second position, Pontefract Coles. A big weekend for them. The best of the rest in second position, 13 points behind Morpeth Town. This weekend, Pontefract will be hosting the team currently in third, Brighouse Town, who sit just 1 point behind Pontefract. But it was a big weekend for Pontefract last weekend as they travelled to Tadcaster Albion, playoff chasing Tadcaster Albion, and it finished Tadcaster Albion 2, Pontefract Coles 3. A great result, that one. And on Thursday, I caught up with a manager at Pontefract. Here's Craig Parry.
Yeah, it was a good result for us. Obviously, knowing where the standings are in the league at the minute in time, especially us going into a difficult period. With the games we've got against the top six now coming up. So, it was vital 3 points. I think both sides did themselves credits, really, to put on a good game and a good viewing, really, for the fans as well.
I was going to ask you, though, I mean, Pontefract's been on a great run, and obviously it's been a great season, in all fairness, second in the league, but the gap's not really opened up. I mean, that goes to show you that the quality that's just beneath Pontefract.
Yeah, there's some really good teams in this year, really good teams. You can see, obviously Morpeth's got the 10-point gap, but everyone else in the playoff position and a couple of teams just out there, everyone's winning, week in, week out. And if someone does drop, it seems to be that everyone drops at the same time. So no one's really, grabbing it and kicking on. And it's going to be an interesting last couple of games, really, for the fight for the playoffs. And obviously, whoever does end up in the playoffs as well, for the fight for the ice position to get the home rights.
Absolutely. And I mean, you touched upon your upcoming fixtures. We are in the running now. And just beat Tadcaster Albion, but it doesn't get any easy, does it? Brighouse Town this weekend at home. What a crackers division, in all fairness. I mean, what's preparations like going into this one?
Our preparation doesn't change. We're very relaxed about it. We give the lads a lot of space, a lot of time. And, we're probably the team out of all the top 5 or 6 there that we really shouldn't be there, really, in if you look at the size of the clubs and various things. So the preparation is the same. We're relaxed, we go to every game. There's only 3 points on show for it, and and we go out to attack and try and get the 3 points to win every game. So for us, it's just a nice, relaxed approach again. We don't feel there's any pressure or any, you know, hidden pressure really. So it's just taking game by game. And Pigalsa's is on Saturday, good side, good strong side. I know the manager well. I know he'll set their side up very well to come at us. But reality is, there's 3 points on offer.
I mean, you've probably not had time to sit back and reflect on how good this season's been for Pontefract. I mean, we just had Mark Carruthers on talking about how well Morpeth have adapted to step four, but Pontefract have really taken it into their stride as well. I mean, what have you made of the step up this year?
Yeah, I think we always believed in, we've got young you know, enthusiastic players really. We've tried to build a young team and obviously the quality that we've always believed in, the quality that they've had. So actually stepping up, we were quietly confident that the guys could step up and have a really good effort at this level. And it's proven us right, really. So it's credit to the players and credit to, you know, all they've done. And I think credit to, you know, Rousey and Jesse, how the, you know, the coach the lads as well, and get them ready for, you know, for the games. And yeah, so we, you know, it's credit to him, but we've always believed that they had the ability to do it. We always believed internally that they did.
Now, you've touched upon it already. The season does finish, well, the regular season anyway, with a home match against Gresley. You've obviously got Pickering as well, and we've mentioned Brighouse, but you've also got to play Morpeth away, you've got Sheffield, and you've got Ossett as well. So, how's the squad shaping up as we head into this final month of the season?
Yeah, the squad, we've stuck by the squad. We haven't added anyone before the transfer deadline. We didn't want to, and we just basically want to stick to what we've done for the last couple of years, believe in the lads we've got. They're very, very close-knit lads, and we just wanted to go with the lads that we've got. And yeah, we were confident that what we've got, and confident as a club, as a team, as a commitment, as a spirit, that we can give anyone a good game on his day, and he's proven that so far. So again, just reiterating it, we'll go and enjoy every game, take it one, you know, step by step, every game at a time, and see if we can keep chipping away and getting the 3 points that get us into, hopefully, you know, the playoff positions at the end of the season.
And finally then, Craig, obviously, like I've just read through that list there, there's a couple of good home matches in there as well. Final thought, really, just a message to the home support. They're going to be needed on Saturday as well against Brighouse.
Yep. Our fans have been great all the way through the season. And, you know, all we ask for is the area, the town, everyone in Pontefract to get down to the stadium and try and get as many people behind the lads cheering them on as possible, you know, and try and let's make the home games our advantage and the ground our advantage. So the more people that can come and support us and cheer on the lads, the better it is. So, yeah, let's see if we can get everyone there in good numbers.
Craig Parry, manager at Pontefract Coles, joining us here on the Evo Stick East West show for the month of March. So Pontefract sitting in second, 1 point ahead of Brighouse Town. Those two go head to head this weekend. Ossett United sit a further 3 points back in fourth position. Finishing off the playoff positions, we've got Sheffield. They also sit on 59 points. And then 3 points outside the playoffs, it's Tadcaster Albion. And it's a big weekend for Tadcaster Albion, as following that result against Pontefract last weekend, Tadcaster travel to Ossett United, another 6-pointer for the North Yorkshire side. But let's talk a bit more now about Ossett United. It's been a great season for them, the first season as Ossett United, and a great result last Saturday. It finished Spalding United 1, Ossett United 2. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Ossett United. Here's Andy Welch. Great win at the weekend against Spalding United, and well, we've got a playoff race as we head into the final month. How do you see Ossett United at the moment?
Oh, you know, first and foremost, I think what people tend to forget is that football, it's about enjoyment, and I think when you're winning games, you're always enjoying it. And I think so far this season, the biggest thing that I'd like to say is that as a football club, you look around, the players are enjoying it, the fans are enjoying it, and that's what it's about. And coming into the final kind of month of the season, we said at the turn of the year we want to be having things to play for, and you know, I think Saturday's game couldn't be any bigger. I think the Tuesday's game in the cup final couldn't be any bigger. The following Saturday couldn't be any bigger, and that's what we want. And it puts a smile on my face knowing that we've got a hell of a lot to play for, and you know, and for the community and the region that we're in. We're just trying to get everyone behind us and really get a real buzz going, even more than what we've had going throughout the season, because, you know, it's been fantastic so far.
And like you say, I mean, I was looking at the fixture list and I thought, that can't be right, surely. But yeah, you're not wrong. A big game tomorrow against Tadcaster Albion, then a cup final, like you say, and then on Saturday it's Mass United. So three very, very vitally important games. But that, like yeah. you say, that's what you want at this stage of the season, really, isn't it?
Well, there's no point in us starting a season not wanting to be involved in these games. You know, we're expecting really big crowds. You know, we're expecting everyone to get behind us, and you know, speaking with the players last night, they're buzzing. They can't wait to get going week in, week out, and you see a real good togetherness of the playing squad as well, and it's great. It's, you know, sometimes you have to take a step back and go, do you know what a fantastic season it's been so far. You've put yourselves in this position now as a football club, as players, let's just go for it.
This game tomorrow, I mean, it's a bit of cliche, isn't it, saying it's a six-pointer, but it really yeah. is, isn't it? Because the playoff yeah. places are there. So what's your take on that side of things as we head into tomorrow?
Oh, listen, Tadcaster, you know, they're a good side. You know, they're probably one of the tips to go up at the start of the season, and you know, they're probably expected to be a little bit higher than where they are at the minute. But it's like I said, it's a great game. It's two teams from, you know, not too far away from each other. We're expecting a big crowd, and for them, I know that they'll be looking to. Well, they'll be pretty much a wounded animal coming off the back of a defeat on Tuesday and Saturday, and without doubt, we've got to be wary of that and just make sure that we, you know, execute a game plan that we've been working on throughout the week.
And I was speaking to the Pontefract Coles manager before, because, you know, it's awfully exciting. But at this stage of the season, you probably not had a chance to take a step back and reflect on what has been a pretty special year at the club, with the yeah. mergers really, really worked. The crowds are up. Yeah. Everyone, like you say, everyone's enjoying themselves. A busy yeah. month coming up. I mean, are you enjoying yeah. yourself as well?
Oh, I mean, I've been asked a couple of times if I'd be interested in potentially looking at other things, and I love this club. I really do. I've got a real great relationship with the fans, players, everyone that's involved at the club, and I think it's a club that's definitely going places. And for me, I enjoy every minute of it. It's exactly what I want to be involved in football right now. Who knows what the future holds? You don't know, but without doubt, I want to be managing as high up as possible in years to come. And my desire is to try and make that with us at United. But like I said, you never know what the future holds with stuff. And I think what's important now is that we've got a great, great month of football ahead. The whole community gets behind the club, and we really go for it.
Andy Welch there joining us here on the Evo Stick East West Show. So a big month to come in Division East. And for all the latest results and all the latest news from a hectic division, visit the website evostickleague.co.uk. Now that's our look at the east side of the Pennines. What about the west side? And sitting currently top of the pile in Division West, we've got Radcliffe. They're currently sitting on 68 points. That's a two-point lead over Atherton Coles. However, Atherton Coles do have a game in hand. And then a further 2 points back in third position, we've got Ramsbottom United. They have played a couple of games more than Atherton and a game more than Radcliffe. And Runcorn Linnets are 6 points off the league leaders. They do have a four-point buffer, though, to Leek Town and Mosley, who are fighting it out for that last remaining playoff spot, along with Colne, and an outside bet with Prescott Cables and Trafford. Trafford is sitting in ninth, 5 points behind Leek Town, who who fill that final playoff spot. It is a proper ding-dong up at the top between Radcliffe and Atherton Coles. We'll be hearing from Atherton Coles shortly, but a great result for Radcliffe last weekend. Radcliffe travelling to Atherton and beating Atherton Coles by 1-0. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Radcliffe FC. Here's John Mackham.
Well, it's been good, obviously. I mean, you look at the, obviously, the build-up to the Atherton game and, you know, the pressure, I suppose, that people was playing it up. And at the end of the day, I thought, you know, I thought we deserved the win. I thought we played well. I say you deserved the win. It was one of them tight games, you know, where nobody was really on top. But fortunately, we got the goal. So, you know, you see that, you believe yourself that, you know, you deserve the win.
And that followed up, that we should say as well, that was back-to-back 1-0s. You beat Runcorn the game earlier as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, sandwiched in between is obviously the Kendall matches. And I think that goes to, you must be pleased with that, the fact that you can beat winning these six-pointers, but then not take your eye off the ball with those banana skins down towards the bottom end of the table.
1,000,000%. It's like I said, you know, every game now is a big game. It doesn't matter. I mean, this part of the season, you'll see in every league, from the Premier League all the way down, you know, to, I suppose, North West Counties, you see that if the top teams are playing the bottom teams, it's always a difficult game and it's always one of them challenging ones where, you know, you need to keep focused. You need to keep the momentum going. You need to keep the mentality, the positivity. And I mean, at the end of the day, we wasn't fantastic against Kendall, but we got a 2-0 win. And sometimes that's all that matters, you know, just getting the goals to get you the win. Sometimes performances at this time of the season, you know, with obviously all the games coming up, the pressure that's mounting on the players and on the team. And sometimes it's just about the character, you know, the character of the team, the spirit within the team to really push you on and drive you forward.
So at this stage now, it's proper serious stuff now. I mean, how are you maintaining the squad at the moment and making sure that they do stay focused?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's posed a challenge ahead now for any manager or any coach is really how do you keep, after big games like we played, how do you keep them focused to see that the next game is the biggest game of the season? Because if you look at it realistically now, it's kind of like a cup, you know. There's six games to go. We've got to win every round to get to our ultimate goal, which ultimate goal is obviously be at the top at come the end of the season. So we've got to try to win every game and we've got to try to perform every game. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it was obviously the effort that the lads put in with the Runcorn game and then obviously the Atherton game. It was always going to be a challenge to raise them levels or them performance levels, obviously with energy and with your mindset, because people always go about the physical side of it, how drained you are after them games. But, you know, mentally you're drained as well. And it's getting yourself back up. It's getting yourself to really run through them brick walls that are gonna make you stand out. And you know, I think that's what they did on Tuesday night. You know, I think there was some really, really, really hard working performances on Tuesday night. Not necessarily great individual performances, but a real, real big effort by the team to, you know, get the win.
Now, a home match this weekend against Kidsgrove Athletic, and it's Kidsgrove, with no disrespect to them, it's 8 points to the playoffs. It'll be a tall order for them to get into the playoffs. This poses a different challenge because you could argue Kidsgrove have got they haven't got the weight of the world on their shoulders or anything like that. They've got nothing to play for necessarily. And so this is a tricky game, isn't it?
It's the biggest game of the season. Like I say, you know, I said Kendall was the biggest game of the season. This is the biggest game of the season now, because it's the one next. And every game that we play now is going to be up there with, you know, this is the next game. We've got to win this game. We've got to perform this game. And they're a good side. Kidsgrove are a very good side. You know, they've scored a lot of goals. They've got a striker who's banging form. They're going to, you know, we played them down there and it was a tough game. It was a 1-0 win. So we know how good of a team they are. We've just got to focus. We've just got to refocus again. We've got, obviously we've done our homework on them. We've got our game plan. We'll give that to the lads. You know, we'll set the goals of the lads or the objectives of the lads in the game, what we want and what we expect. And like I said, you know, with the character and the spirit that's in the team at the minute, you know, we're expecting them to drive on themselves.
And finally then, John, obviously, you know, the attendances are up at Stainton Park this season. There's going to be some fairly big twists and turns, I reckon, in the coming months. It's going to be very, very tense. What's your message to the home support as we head into this busy April period?
Just get behind. Get behind us and get there and follow us, because we've had some unbelievable support over the last couple of weeks, and it's massively, massively helped. I mean, at the end of the day, I think what we're trying to do now is we are giving the town something to be proud of, really, you know, and to come and support and to come and really get behind. And, you know, that was our aim. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to try and get a football club that really, really ties in with the local community and the town of Radcliffe. And to be fair, you know, we took a lot of support up to Atherton, who got right behind the lads and you know, really pushed them. And once again, I think there was 200, 300 there on Tuesday evening against Kendal. It's just fantastic, and you know, hopefully, touch wood, fingers crossed, we're doing something right now. We're going to get even more, and we're going to keep pushing, and we're going to keep trying to entertain them, and you know, give them something to cheer about. And you know, ultimately, what more can you ask when you're doing something, and the community or the people from Radcliffe are coming out and they're showing the support for that, and you know, hopefully we can put on a performance on Saturday again.
John Macken, manager at Radcliffe, speaking to me on Friday morning. So this weekend, Radcliffe will be hosting Kidsgrove Athletic. At the same time, Atherton Colls will be taking on Widnes. And as we were saying there, plenty of twists and turns to come in this title race and promotion battle up at the top of Division West. For a look now, what the mood's like at Atherton Colls. On Thursday, I caught up with the assistant manager at the club. Please welcome to the show is Andy Heald.
Yeah, it's good, mate. There was a lot of disappointed lads after the game and disappointed fans, but, you know, there was a lot of hype, weren't there, about it. And I think, you know, Radcliffe were playing up ahead of that game and everybody was looking forward to it. So it was a great spectacle for non-league, but they were kind of glad it's out of the way. We know it's in our own hands before that game. You know, we was always going to go into the last six games and we had to win them. And we're really glad with that, with the running that we've got. And if anything, it's re-motivated the lads to say, you know, we're ready for it. There was a lot of happy Radcliffe fans, let's say, after the game, which is kind of motivated our lads to go on and kick on even more. So,
I mean, it's an interesting take on the result there, because, like you say, I mean, you'd rather have that defeat now as we turn into April than at the end, I suppose, of when it's too late.
Of course, mate. I think, like you said, everybody was doing a massive hype about it. You know, that Radcliffe have done great. Great win against Linnets. Back-to-back wins against the top side. So, you know, it's going to be good for them to kick on. So it makes it even more interesting. But, you know, I think you look at their running and you look at ours. There's a lot of informed teams they've got to come up against. The added pressure that the fans are going to put on it. The hype that keeps going up on Twitter and social media that they keep putting on, I think. You know, we've been here before. You know, the more you do that, the more pressure it can add at times. Or, you know, it depends what your players. There's only a team down there that'll know what to do with the lads and how they'll respond. But from my experience, it just adds pressure, and we don't want to do that. We just want to keep doing what we've got to do. We're looking forward to the running. We're well prepared for that. And, you know, it'll be what it'll be. But it's certainly going to be an exciting period with, you know, the feeling of excitement and pressure are exactly the same. It depends what your mindset is.
I mean, how important was that experience that you gained from the Counties promotion a couple of years back? How important is that, do you feel?
Oh, well, that's it, mate. This will be, like I said, this will be our third promotion. So you learn every time, you know, and what we have learned is we don't want to put any pressure on, and the lads have got to enjoy the running, because regardless of what happens, it's about, you know, it's about them having a good time and doing what's right and what we've done all season. I think we've been the most consistent side all season. You know, our discipline record's fantastic as well. And I think that goes to show that lads are playing relaxed and playing without pressure. So, you know, we're just going to keep cracking on and doing what we've been doing. And like I said, take what we've learned from our previous promotions.
Now, you do have a game in hand, and it's 2 points to gap, but this weekend, you've got to squeeze that game in hand in, and how's the squad shaping up? Because obviously this on Saturday, you've got that match away at Widnes, and then it's Monday, yeah. isn't it, a home in Cardiff against Newcastle. So how are you shaping up heading into these two big games?
Yeah, so we've picked some sides already, so it'll be a different side. On both nights, lads are aware of that. So what we've started to do is pick the squad nice and early. And we've got two kind of different approaches to each game. I think as a footballing side, I'd like to class us as a footballing side. Obviously, Saturday's really good for us. So you know the way we'll set up for that will be different. You know, we're playing on a 4G pitch and. You know, we'll play a slightly different tempo compared to what we'll play against a young Newcastle side, and the selection will be different for both games. So well prepared for it. We know that the lads that will come through playing two games in a week. We know the lads that might struggle to do that. So it's all well organised. So we're looking forward to it.
Now, I know a couple of Atherton Coles fans, and like you say, the last few seasons have been momentous at the club. And obviously, this next month's going to be no different. So just before you go, Andy, just a quick message to those Atherton Coles fans for this month.
Yeah, just stick with us like they have done all season. Keep enjoying it, keep getting behind us. There is going to be some nervy moments, undoubtedly. But yeah, don't add the pressure on and keep believing and let's see what happens. They've done it before and we'll do it again.
Andy Heald there, assistant manager at Atherton Coles. So a big title race, a big playoff race in Division West. It's superb stuff. And this weekend, we've got Ramsbottom United hosting Drolsden. Prescott Cables will be travelling to Clitheroe. Colwyn Bay will be hosting Colne. Leek Town will be taking on Mosley in a proper six-pointer there. Fifth hosting sixth. Superb stuff. Newcastle Town hosting Runcorn Linnets. And Trafford taking on Glossop North End. It's going to be a very, very tense month of April. And for all the latest news and all the latest results, please visit the website evositleague.co.uk. But that's it for this month's Evo Stick East West show. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Division West or East side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.